5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Hello. Get off!
This is the Foul Mouth Podcast.
What's up, guys? Welcome back again to another episode of the Foul Mouth Podcast. Today, we're sitting down on the back porch again, and we're talking all things gear. We are exactly, as we sit right now, 31 days out from our duck season when we get started shooting at them. And we're mostly ready this year. We're mostly ready, right? Wouldn't you say, Jake?
I did one of the things on my list from the last podcast that I was supposed to do, which was today I sat outside and I fixed the power tilt and trim on my boat. I topped it off, and then I attempted to put my Circle S hydrofoil on, and I absolutely screwed it up. So
we're going to be slow and, already.
Oh, I didn't even tell you this. I totally forgot about this. I text you, and I was like, hey, when we got off the phone, I was like, it would be 5 minutes. In 5 minutes, I'm going to be ready to go. I'm going to head out there. We're going to go get dinner, and then we're going to podcast and stuff. Well, I didn't text you again for like 30 minutes, and it's because I stripped a bolt trying to take it off, like a hex key bolt. And I had to get my grinder and the cutting wheel out and cut a brand new hydrofoil off of my motor. Like, and I literally
breaking things just, while they're sitting in the garage.
It's not even duck season yet. I'm already breaking things. But
that's par for the course.
It's a trial and error with that thing. Yeah. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we said we were going to start off today with, because it's about that time. We're already starting to see them. We're going right into the duck report. Still early. We haven't been out to go look. But we're seeing people that are looking. We're seeing guys posting stuff. The overall consensus is things are still dry as a bone. Right now, you can probably hear it a little bit in the background. Thank the Lord, it's raining. It's been raining most of the day today.
For those of you that don't know, I own a landscaping company and stuff. And I told my dad the other day, I said, everything in my life right now is dictated by the weather. Rain just picked up a little bit. It's coming down. Everything in my life is dictated by the weather, whether it be duck hunting or my business.
The lack of rain is ruining your life right now. So.
Yeah, and it's ruining those plants that we planted at your house.
Well, speaking of the no rain, one of the really the biggest duck report that we've seen is how many birds showed up at White Oaks. I think it was like a week ago now, they posted tons of birds there, big birds, you know, not just teal, bunch of groups.
And they didn't have a lot of water.
No, and I was filtering through the comments. There was 50, 60, 70 comments, and majority of it was talking about guys, or this is another video that they posted about how low one of their ponds was how low, everybody that was posting was like, I've never seen my pond or my hole this low, ever, you know.
Yeah.
And so a constant, or just the, you know, the overall opinion right now that it is extremely dry. And a lot of the talk about the White Oaks thing was, okay, you got water, you got a duck paradise, they're going to kill them. They're going to be dense. Where there's water, they're going to be dense. So, like, you got water, I think same as last year, you're going to kill ducks.
Yeah.
And our friend, too, right now, the other duck reporter, friend AJ, he's up in North Dakota right now, freelancing, hitting it hard. They're starting to get on some birds. I was trying to get him to get some more information to me, but said they're seeing some good birds up there, you know, good numbers. You know, this is their first time ever going to North Dakota, and they're already killing stuff. So I feel like that's positive.
I got on DU's website tonight and just to see, you know, the migration report guys post on there and stuff. And, you know, we were joking, like, you know, there's some jackalikes get on there and they're like, this is peak bird numbers because they've never seen anything like it in their life, but it's just like a regular Tuesday for other guys and stuff. And so I was looking on there and there was nothing in the south really, but it's, you know, it's not that time yet, but there was definitely looked like good bird numbers in Iowa, North Dakota, South Dakota, you know, just like all these different spots up north. Like it seemed like there was a good hatch and like the birds are actually migrating.
Same thing
there.
I saw, I looked on the app and I wasn't seeing like just a overwhelming load of negativity like you do see sometimes on there. So I mean, if you go back to the spring, the population of the hatchings and all that were high, you know, in the spring. The Dakotas had one of the wettest springs they've had in like 50 years or something like that.
Yeah.
So there should be, the population of ducks should be high this year. and the places for them to land when they get down in the Arkansas areas, for whatever reason they don't go to dry land, they're looking for water. If you got water, if you can find water, you can find a little bit of food, you ought to be successful. It's still early, but I'm saying if you can get water, my take, you know, today is, because we're kind of in the sports theme with the draft coming up, is I think you're going to kill birds if you got water opening weekend in Arkansas. That's what I'm going for.
Is that your hot take of the day?
That's, well, I don't know how hot it is, but that's my take of this podcast, is if you got water opening weekend, you're going to have a good hunt.
I don't disagree with that statement whatsoever. I've said it before. I said it on the last podcast. It's hard to screw up an opening day hunt if you have water. Now, I'm not saying that you're going to have 110 mallards laid out on a log. You know, not saying you're going to have 40 mallards laid out on a log. I'd be happy, you know, 2-3 man limit if you got water, you know, depending on how many guys you got hunting and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I think scratching out, especially if you're hunting a pit and you've got water.
If you're in a field and you got water that early, I think you're definitely killing birds.
I think you can, if me and you went hunting and we were in a flooded field, it was just us, so it was us and Robbie, I think scratching out a three-man limit, a full three-man limit, 18 ducks, is a very doable possibility. Mixed bag.
You know, they say the where disappointment comes from is improper expectations.
Yeah, you said that last time.
You know, so, like, we're trying to not set the bar too high, but that's realistic. But that's going to lead us right into, we talked about this, Jake came up with the idea. He wants to do a draft of of basically a Gear Wars draft. So here are the rules. As of states, we can choose five. We're each choosing five hunting brands that we can basically go out into the field with. Once Jake chooses one or I chooses one, the other can't choose that
brand. I choose
this
one. That's great.
I choose
That's private school.
Education right there. So you get educated and college degree. So once I also go first, and podcast is banned.
Yep, and we got banned. How'd y'all get kicked off Spotify? Well, we use the NFL theme.
Yeah, you can't say their name now because they're your keywords. So the rules: we're each picking five brands. Neither one of us can use the same one, and I go first because you came up with the name. And we're also not choosing boat brands in this, so no boat brands. It's mainly just gear to go out into the field with.
Yeah, this is a non-boat podcast because we both know what we're all going to choose. Everybody knows what we're going to choose.
So the top picks right here, I was thinking about this.
This is the number one overall pick of the 2022 duck hunting draft.
Yep, for gear, I'm going hands down. I'm going number one pick, Benelli. That's it right there. That's what I think.
Why? You need to give a reasoning behind
it. Because I was thinking clothing brand, but, you know, I was thinking of choosing Sitka. That was my backup one. But my thought process is I have multiple Benellis on hand, and I believe hands down, Benelli is better. We also mentioned, disclaimer, this is our free endorsement podcast. We're giving
free endorsements to all these brands. Yeah. If you want to send us free stuff, stickers, anything as low as a sticker, we are here for it. Just send us a DM at the Foul Mouth Podcast on Instagram. We'll get back to you immediately. Free stuff, free stickers, podcast endorsement, whatever you want.
But that's my take is Benelli is hands down the best gun. I know you could have gone with something else if you had picked Benelli. You know, you'll be happy going with whatever the next brand is you're going to take. But I'm happy to be out there with my SB2, maybe SB3 this season, and be shooting it no matter what clothes I got on. So now your choice, your pick. Your number one pick.
My number one pick is Sitka. I can't believe you didn't choose it.
I thought about it.
I 1,000%. I love all of my Sitka stuff. Yep. It is the warmest stuff I've had. It is the driest stuff that I've had. It's so versatile. Their brand.
I want to put this out there, though. Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay. I was thinking, now you're going to have to go get new waders. Unless you choose another clothing brand, you're going to have to go spend $1,000 on waders.
I don't have their waders yet.
I agree. They're Gore-Tex. Yeah. Which is not necessarily their Gore-Tex, but Gore-Tex is unbeatable.
Oh, yeah.
The Delta wading jacket, unbeatable.
it's untouchable in the industry. Yeah. I mean, it is.
Make fun of Sitka people or not.
Yeah.
Sitka gear is expensive, but it's quality.
Last year, we used to joke when we see each other text when we'd have pictures of us. And I'd be like, we look like a couple Sitka soy boys running around. But it is honestly some of the best quality gear that you can buy. And I mean, yes, it's expensive, like without a doubt. Like that's why guys hate on it, is because it's expensive. But here's the thing. You get what you pay for with that kind of stuff.
Yep. I agree.
I believe it may be made in the USA.
Oh, I can't.
That
I
was
can't
a very long stretch for me to
I
say
can't
that.
Say on that. Who knows? Probably not. Okay. So my second is I feel like now I can take a clothing whenever, so I don't have to go with the clothing, you know, right off the bat. So I'm gonna take another gear accessory brand, and I'm gonna go with. I've been thinking about this. I'm gonna go with Avery as my pick number two, because everything in an Avery store. So they're Greenhead gear. Wouldn't you say Avery is bundled into their products?
Avery banded Greenhead gear.
Avery,
all in the same
bucket.
Yeah.
So I'm that's what I'm getting mainly for their decoys. I'm going Greenhead gear decoys. I can get them out of a bargain bin. Their decoys overall, maybe they're not the prettiest ones or you know the most economical, but they've been extremely functional for us, and that's what I'm going to go with. That's my second pick. I'm going to leave you to pick some other more expensive decoy.
I'm trying to think.
Okay. I get my blind bags from them, even though I'm not using their blind bags right now. Or not my blind bags.
That's true.
Yeah.
With my second pick. Oh, man. This is kind of tough. Okay, so what are we're gun brand, clothing brand.
Gun brand, clothing brand, decoy brand, call brand, and then the miscellaneous one at the end.
Okay, for my decoy brand, I'm going to take Dive Bomb.
I think that's a good one.
Because not only am I covering all my accessories.
Are you covering? Yep.
I'm covering my decoys too.
Yep, your blind bag. The biggest disclaimer I have for Dive Bomb decoys is there too many feeders? I want upright.
That's
decoys.
Every pack has too many feeders in them. Not
you know
just
what pack
Dive
doesn't?
Bomb.
The bargain bin at Avery.
When you pick them out. When we were in Little Rock, I asked the guys at Dive Bomb if I could just buy 12 upright mallards. And the guy told me if I bought 12 boxes of decoys, I could. And I was like, dang it. And, dude, I hate feeders. We absolutely wore out the feeder decoys because Avery ran them on sale. And we are, you know... I don't know what I'm gonna say.
We're storing all of our extra feeders when we do get a lease. We have a gazillion of decoys.
Like we were hunting one day and we looked at each other. Go, why are all our ducks sticking their head in the water?
Yeah, no, I agree. My next take is I could have taken this one earlier because now it's not as popular. But as much harp as they get, you know, they probably get talked bad about just as much as Sitka does. But I would take the Shin clothing brand. Covers my waders, covers the jacket. I do believe Sitka's great. I think the guys at Shin are trying to produce extremely high quality products.
Yes.
Rather, they have been doing it for as long as Sitka has, but they're attempting and going at it with a big enough pocketbooks that I think they can probably figure it all out. And they have enough array right now, jackets, under, you know, smaller jackets, the waterproof jacket, just the riding in the boat jacket. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they have vests and all that
Sitka
kind of stuff.
Sitka came in not as a waterfowl brand to start. They were a big game hunting brand. Kuyu owned Sitka. Mm-hmm. And so they're like all big game and stuff, which is fine. And so they added it afterwards. Shin is coming into the market strictly as
waterfowl.
A waterfowl.
Yep. No, I mean, that plays a big factor. But you have to think, too, like some of these guys, some of this big game hunting is going on in places where it gets, like, crazy cold, Alaska and Montana. And, you know,
they got some warm stuff.
Yeah, so, I mean we're big old boys. We don't get as cold as some of our skinny friends do. But
for my third pick, I'll take my gun brand. That's a tough one. I'm going to go with Browning.
Dang, I figured you'd go with Rite.
I like Rite's stuff. Rite is a very...
What Browning gun do you shotgun do you have?
I don't have Browning one. Shotgun? No, I don't have a Rite shotgun either. But I have shot an A5, and yeah. I haven't shot a Masiwara.
True.
But the A5's classic, right? Mm-hmm. Browning also, like, they've been around forever. Yeah. You know, like, they can step it up. Like, you can go buy a Browning gun, and it'll be generational.
You're going to put a Browning logo on the back of your truck?
I used to have one, like many trucks ago. I did. Yeah. I think they make good quality guns, though. I mean, yeah. I really do.
No, the Browning A5 is. You hear a lot of people using that.
Yeah, and I think Rite makes good guns too. I'm not putting down Rite. I think the Rite Masiwara is the Benelli M2 mm-hmm. made over. I mean, it is. I mean, yeah. they for sure using the same gas system and stuff. I think they're great, like, good cycling guns and everything. I just haven't used one enough to know for sure.
The Benelli card.
Do what?
Because I took the Benelli card.
Yeah, I would have said Benelli otherwise.
Well, my fourth pick is going to be, I need a call company, and I'm going to go with no other than Somerville native Rolling Thunder, because I got the Beast. I got the Beast. I got, what's the other one of theirs?
The Brute, the
I'm
two
really
stroke,
the Brute, the two stroke. Well, what's the other one? I have the Beast. I have one other one of theirs. I'm pretty sure, but I'm not. The Beast is the one.
Did you buy a Goose Call?
I do have a Goose Call of theirs, but let's be realistic. I don't need to be blowing the Goose Call.
We just have a Goose Call just to have one.
Yeah, the Goose Call, it looks good on the lanyard. Blow it every now and then, but ultimately, the time we've killed geese, it had nothing to do with calling. But so I'm gonna be blowing the Beast majority of the season this year. I don't even know if they're making that one anymore.
They're not.
So, classic.
yeah, I know. We got one of the last ones. I think I'm taking 737. You know,
dang.
I've never blown the Chief. The Chief is their J-frame call, but I have blown the Tomahawk. Mm-hmm. I blew it a majority of last year, and I loved it. I think it's a great cut-down call. It's pretty. It's loud and raspy in the woods.
Yeah,
and stuff. I don't know. The Chief seems. Like, it'd be pretty good. I kind of, between them and R&T, I do like the Mondos. I think that they blow well. They're not as difficult to blow as mm-hmm. everyone thinks. And the Daisy Cutter's a good call, too. So, but I don't know. There's something about... I like how the 737s look. I like how the Tomahawk looks and stuff. And they seem like solid guys. Like
I do. I like their stuff. I like the products. That's going to put me last with number five for my miscellaneous item. You're not going to catch me in the woods without a pack of Black and Mild. So I ain't going to be caught dead without.
Are you talking about wine?
Oh my God! You know what? I'm going to leave it off and see if you. And I'm not even going to mention what I should have said.
You should have said Lucky Strikes.
Well, Lucky Strikes, but I was going to think of something else. Well, I'll let you pick your number five, and then I'm going to tell you which one. See if you forgot it too.
Okay. For my fifth pick,
yep.
I was going to choose Little Debbie. I was. Yep. I love Little Debbie. But I'm going to share Little Debbie with you. We can have it both as our sixth pick, okay?
Yeah.
I am choosing Yeti coolers.
Okay, I think that's necessary. But neither of us are going to go the season without is coffee. And neither of us put coffee on the table.
Here's the thing.
Carry your coffee.
I'm going to drink Black Rifle all year. I love Black Rifle.
You're going to drink Black Rifle all season.
I love Black Rifle. Okay. No, well, if we stop at
they
the...
They serve that at the gas station?
No, I was about to say, if we stop at the gas station, I'm not going to have a choice.
You're drinking community coffee.
I mean, drinking whatever they got, okay? And with last year, I drank whatever Robbie Flack made us out of his jet boil.
Now, okay. To me, that's some of the best coffee you can get.
I am taking Yeti because my Yeti thermos... People don't understand. They're like, oh, you just bought a Yeti. You're the name brand. That Yeti thermos, I put coffee in there. Like 2 days, it will still be steaming. And so, like, when I make coffee for us to go duck hunting, I tell you this all the time. I'm like, yeah, I made my coffee at 8.
You got to preheat the cup.
Yes, I made it 8 p.m. last night. But, yeah, while my coffee is brewing, I fill the cup with the hottest mm-hmm. water I can get out of the tap.
Well, it's just like you do to the coolers. You know, they say to, like, pre-cool the coolers.
Exactly.
And then fill them up with ice.
Also, it comes... with my Yeti bucket.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta... Oh, true. True. That's a good take. The Yeti bucket comes in...
The Yeti bucket is so handy.
Yeah. With the lid that I've lost a couple times, you know?
Yeah, there's one laying in Arkansas somewhere.
Along with my cowling cover.
Somebody selling that Cowlin cover on Facebook Marketplace. We couldn't buy it back from her. For $100.
That's ridiculous. Free Cowlin cover they found. They wouldn't sell it back to their owner.
That would have been great. I'd have loved that. We were willing to pay full price.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, because Cowlin covers are extremely hard to find, surprisingly.
And extremely expensive to get a replacement.
Very expensive. Very expensive. Yeah.
So let's move on now that we had our fun with our gear. So what are you rocking this year? Let's head to toe. What are you doing?
Well, I have an array of hats that I just like for good looks.
Now, let me preface any hat that Denver wears. His head is massive.
Yeah.
2 years ago, when we first started buying Sitka stuff, he was like, dude, I think I'm going to buy a Sitka hat. Yeah. I think I'm going to buy a Sitka hat. And we are driving, and he goes, dude, I bought it. He goes, because I got on Amazon, and someone goes, if your head is the size of a basketball, this is the hat for you. And that was the selling point for Denver to buy a hat.
It really does fit great. RIP though, I think I've lost 2 Sitka hats in the Mississippi.
In the Mississippi, yeah.
They blow off really easy.
I lost mine.
Because they're big, yep.
Yeah.
But head to toe. Because
they're made for basketballs.
Yes. I have an array of hats. You know, Gunner Kennel hat, I like to wear it a lot. I have some Rolling Thunders and, you know, some 737 hats I like to wear. But I did, while I was at Walmart, I just bought a couple, like, $5 camo beanies. I had a real light camo. I was like, man, this is perfect. Because I'm going to have beanies in the truck, in the blind bag, in the backpack, you know, it lost in the boat. You know, like, I need that kind of stuff all the time because a beanie, you know, you're losing your most warmth from, like, your feet and your head.
Yeah.
So, like, on those super cold days, you'll be able to throw a spare beanie on.
And then your hair just feels awful for the rest of the day.
Yeah, your hair feels awful, but, you know, it covers up your ears. Like, you can save a lot of warmth by having a good beanie. So, like, just a spare. So, me, I went $5 no-brand Walmart cheap camo beanies. Could wear them any camo pattern, didn't really matter, just basic camo. So I think that was a clutch move.
I've got an array of hats.
Yeah.
Most of the time I wear either my Sitka hat or a Tailspin hat. And, I mean, it just makes the most sense because, you know, repping the Tailspin brand. One thing we forgot to mention is headlamps.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Good headlamp.
Walmart headlamp, because unlike you, evidently, because we were talking about this the other day, mm-hmm. I lose headlamps a lot in the water somehow.
And I keep a headlamp in the truck, in the boat, in the blind bag.
Oh yeah, there's like
an array of headlamps just laying around everywhere because you never know when you're going to need them. But a really good quality headlamp. I have one of those that has a battery pack on the side. It's tremendously brighter than all the other headlamps.
I do agree.
And that's what is leading me to wanting to buy the Dye Bomb headlamp that they're coming out. I don't even know if it's out
yet. Do you know
yet.
How many lumens it is?
I don't know, but I've seen pictures of it, and it looks to be good quality. And everything else they've had, even though you got them in your draft lineup, I didn't get them in mine, but everything else they've had is extreme good quality and good price.
I looked at headlamps the other day at Academy because I was like, I might as well buy another one because I'm going to lose one eventually. And they had one that said it was 1,000 lumens, like your standard headlamp. So, you know, it's like probably 300, 400.
Yeah.
And like a bright one is 5. And I was like, 1,000 lumens. Oh, my gosh. As I'm going to buy this thing, I looked at the package. It says it'd run at 1,000 lumens for 18 seconds.
Wow.
And I was like, could you imagine turning on? Because I was thinking, right now I'm in the mindset.
That couldn't be any more useless. Like, what
right now I'm in the mindset that I'm going to run to the hole and I need the brightest headlamp possible so I don't die.
Yeah.
Right? And because there's not going to be enough water, so I'm going to have to run. And I was like, okay, 1,000 lumens, right? Well, I ain't running anywhere in 18 seconds. No. Like, and so, yeah,
what
I thought.
A waste.
I'd been so mad to have found that out. And then you have no light. And then you're running with your cell phone.
That's so stupid. I hope they sell no products for that.
Well, it was Black Diamond, so they're selling a ton. Okay, so next up would be jackets. I am rocking the Delta Wading jacket this year. And
which is the outer shell. It has zero insulation.
It's zero insulation. I also am rocking the Back Down South woodline jacket. I got it in old school camo. And then I've got a Sitka neck gaiter to keep my face warm. I had it all last year, dude. It is the fuzziest and warmest thing.
You know what
I'm
excited about? One, that is the first item of clothing I take off when I'm hot.
I agree.
Neck gaiter. So that's why I like just your regular. I don't even know what
a buff.
Yeah, like your buff ones that are light that you can roll them up. You could even wear them in the summertime. Really, I'm really excited about
it.
on our Tailspin branded buffs that we have. They are on our Instagram page. They're a little overpriced, honestly.
If you go to our link tree, you can find them.
Yeah, if you click on the link tree on any of our Instagram pages, we do have some hoodies on there. We wear the hoodies. They're actually comfortable. They fit well. Not trying to sell any of it for real. But the buff, I'm excited about the buff.
Yeah, like no money off so those. So.
I'm excited about the buff because it does have our logo all over it. We got a black one with the tan logo. I think a gray one with the tan or black logo.
Yeah.
I'm going to be wearing that all the time. I don't care if anybody buys a single one, but I'm excited about
it. Well, I've got one too.
And but they're comfy for one, and it provides just enough warmth because most of the time it's not cold as tits where I need that thick one. So, like, you know, so I think to me that's a good, you know, in between. You can pull it down.
Okay, so then on top of that, I've got another jacket that I'm going to wear underneath my Delta Wading jacket that could I've got a Sitka Dakota jacket that I love, the Dakota hoodie.
Warm AF, though.
It is so hot. Yeah. Like, in the early mid season, whenever it's like, you know, still 40 degrees, yeah, like you're just hoodie. Sweating. Yeah, most of the time I'll usually wear a vest and a long sleeve. Yeah. And I've got a banded vest.
On the vest. My thing is the vest. I love a good vest for some reason. One, I'm a true believer that you could wear, you don't need to even put that much warmth on your arms, and you have a good vest, and you're good to go.
Yeah.
So, like, I have several vests. My biggest go-to is Frog Togs. Love my Frog Tog vest. I actually bought a Sitka vest this year, so I'll be testing that out a little bit, but it's going to convince me. It's gonna have to really pull some weight. The Frog Talk's got pockets everywhere.
And it
Rusty,
does. It
Rusty Creasy. Rusty Creasy is the biggest advocate of Frog Talk stuff. He wears their waders, their jackets. All that. I wouldn't be opposed to getting Frog Talk. I kind of am in the market for new waders this season. And I
why could your others have multiple patches in them?
Multiple patches on the Gator waders. This would be their third season. They've held up well, but they do have two patches on.
I know where you can get another pair of waders.
I know you got like five waders. But yeah, I could use another pair. I would go back to Gator waders. I would go back to, or I would try out Frog Togs.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm a believer that I'm going to tear them up within a couple seasons.
So while we're on the subject of waders, so I have three pairs of waders, not five. I have a pair of Rogers waders. They're solid brown. Haven't been in the water yet. You can zip the liner out of them, and I'm really looking forward to that. Then I have a pair of Avery waders that I got on clearance, and I only bought them because they're on clearance. But I bought them with the intention that if one of us fell in, we would have a dry pair of waders around. And they're in Bottomland. And then I've got my Cabela waders from last year that are huge. I mean, me and you could both climb into them together, and they're just like massive. Like I look so, not that I'm not fat, but I look like I'm 500 pounds while we're.
And which
things.
Ones? The Cabela's ones?
The Cabela's waders.
Yeah, they are. You could fit two people in there for sure.
Me and Cade for sure could climb in there 100%. Together.
They're massive.
Yeah.
But
next up, I mean, you know, it's whatever. Half the time I wear shorts under my waders in Nike socks.
I would say late season I'm wearing just khaki pants or blue jeans, which some people hate that.
I saw a meme the other day that said that they said only psychos wear blue jeans under their waders. And I was like,
okay, because a must-have, a gear bag must-have, are the gator bands that goes on the bottom of your ankles.
Yes, ankle
like
gaiters.
The ankle gaiters to be able to strap
your
pants.
For $5,
yes,
you cannot have to care about that. But here's the thing. They are so easily losable because whenever you're pulling, when you're getting out of your waders, you're just ready to get in the truck, you're ready to start moving and stuff, and you're just like ripping stuff off, and you just set them in your truck, and they're gone forever. Yep. You'll never see them again.
No,
plus, they're Velcro,
I've
so they stick to things.
For a while, because I have some of the original Avery ones.
Yeah.
Well, they're not the original, but they're not the new, just printed stupid little A on it, and they kind of look purple. So I've been proud of mine, but yeah, they're must-have. I do lose them a lot, but then I find them somewhere in the array of all the bags I got.
Have you rocked the light boots?
Yes, I've rocked the light boots multiple times. Not in any cold weather yet, but all in hot weather, and my feet get hot because so I think everybody's
because
questions
they don't
been,
breathe.
Yes, everybody's question has been, well, are they are they insulated? And it's like, no, not really, but they all have, you know, little bitty
they're
microscopic.
Permeable.
Yes.
Water is not, like, I have, like, redhead, like, mud boots, right? And they're basically, like, muck boots, and I wear those. But, like, they, you get them wet on the inside of your feet, sweat, and they are wet.
Wet for days.
Forever.
Yeah, so the light boot's not, I mean, it's, I did try to wear it barefooted just randomly. It didn't work very well. Like, your feet slip around too much, yeah, so you got to have socks on. But speaking of that, we do have Brooks Tinsley, the owner of Light Boots and Lost Break. It's coming on the podcast with us. Probably be in about 2 weeks that we'll probably two or three weeks where we'll have that episode out. But excited to talk about him because he's a local Mississippi River hunter like us. He's not hunting the same way we are, but he's still hunting the same, probably a lot of the same birds, you know, that we're hunting.
Yeah,
you know,
we're probably seeing the same groups.
We're seeing the same groups, and we're not too close to him. But you know, if birds are falling the river, I think they're falling it, you know, straight up and down. You know, yeah, not just, you know, it's been proven by all these site maps and GPS locators that birds aren't really crossing the river that often. You know, once they get to one side or the other, they're staying there. So they're running up and down. They're living on the river, hanging out at islands, hanging out at his island. And I'm real excited to talk to him about the problems that we're having with the lack of water right now, mm-hmm. how that's going to affect them. I mean, we know it's not good for us on the river, but they're managing their own water. So like, how's that going to play a factor?
We're dependent upon the river when we go hunt the river. Mm-hmm. Their whole operation is dependent upon the water on the river. And so that I'm interested.
Like, I'm curious if they're even able to pump right now, because previous seasons they've just pulled water out of the river in an insane amount. Like, if you listen to the podcast, I think they were on Mossy Oaks podcast.
Yeah, the Gamekeepers.
Like, it was like something ridiculous, like an 80-acre field, you know, 6 inches or a foot of water in a 24-hour period. It was something insane. Like,
yeah,
it
pumps
like
a lot.
Like, their pump was massive.
Moving on from that, not to chase tangents.
Yeah.
But, okay, so we've gone through just, you know, pretty much everything on your person. What kind of blind bag are you running? Let's go through your blind bag and kind of just the general contents. I don't need to know what kind of eye black. Well, it doesn't really matter. Yeah, we're both using corks for eye black.
I'm using, right now, I've gone back and forth on blind bags, but I'm right now rocking a Dive Bomb waterproof bag. It's basically just a bag. There's not a bunch of pockets on it. There's two little small zip pockets on the side, on the inside, that you can, you know, use it to organize a little bit, but for the most part, it's just one shell, essentially like a high school backpack.
You're just throwing everything in there.
Throw everything in there, but it works, you know? Like, you got a call lanyard in there. You got, you know, I'll throw my camera in there. I'll throw, you know, of course, my black and milds are usually tucked into the side in there somewhere, you know, probably like 6 lighters because we're always going to lose them, you know, corks. You know, that's really it. Put my headlamp in there at some point or another. I'll have an extra toboggan in there, and I usually carry those leather, like, goatskin yellow gloves. Like, that's what I've really enjoyed.
Now, are those waterproof?
Not necessarily, but I'm not really, I'm a get my hands wet kind of guy. I'm just going to take my gloves off, because when you're working a dog, you know, you're going to get wet. Like, you know, unless you wear a decoy glove that goes halfway up your arm. Yeah. Too uncomfortable for me. I'm hardly ever hunting with the glove on. I'm always hunting with my hands in my pocket and my frog dog's vest or something like that. So I'm wearing those yellow gloves. They're not waterproof, but I don't care about. They're water resistant enough to where if I'm driving the boat, water's splashing, but they block the wind. You know, they're leather.
Yeah, that's
so, like,
the
that's
main
what
thing.
Matters. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
If you drive the boat or a four wheeler or anything like that in the cold time for long distance with no glove on, your hand's gonna fall.
Man,
off.
Last year when I fell in the water January 2nd, I think.
Mm-hmm.
No, it would have been January 3rd. And it was 20 degrees. It was colder than that, really. And I had to get, you know, I just said, I was like, hey, I'm going to hunt until I can't feel my toes anymore, and which was about 8:30. And so I rode the boat back out, but I went by myself. Mm-hmm. In hindsight, I probably should have made somebody take me out or go with me or something. But my calls froze to the seat of my boat, which is insane to think about. But everything I had was wet. All my gloves were wet. Everything was wet because it had poured down rain 2 days prior, and I just couldn't get things dry. And so I had to ride back with no glove for 20 minutes, you know, at 30 miles an hour. Yeah. And, dude, oh,
cold.
I thought I was going to lose my fingers.
The two things that I'm remembering about the Dive Bomb bag, and I have the backpack now, which is bigger, but the pro and the con of it is the pro is once you put your stuff on the inside of the bag and you, like, fold it over 3 times and clip it, you can toss the bag out of the boat, can fall off the tree hook, whatever. It's going to float, and the contents aren't going to get wet.
Are you tossing it out of the boat with your camera in there?
No, but I would trust it that it would float.
I agree.
You know, and but the downside of it is once it gets cold, that rubber material, whatever it is, I'm pretty sure it's like a fabric liner in the middle. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like string, and I don't know what it is, but it gets hard as a brick. But it kind of plays to the advantage a little bit because it'll stick straight up and like stay open. It's not like the lips are falling down on it. But I have the dive bomb backpack now, which is the same exact concept, just twice as big.
Yeah.
So like, I know you're running the Sitka backpack, which I think one thing that we brought a lot last season that was tremendously helpful once it got cold is that little small, you know, propane tank, the little green ones that they sell at Walmart with the screw on. Ours was like a cooktop burner.
But we had an actual heater and it just got gone. I don't know where.
Who knows
up.
Where it's at? But we put a cooktop heater on top of it, and we would set it everywhere and like just turn it on for 3 minutes. You know, just to warm your hands up, let the dog warm up. Just you know, every now and then warm something up.
L
on
was
it.
Very appreciative.
Yeah, but like that, we use multiple cans. You know, and the can will last a long time.
Oh yeah, it lasts like several.
I have that
hunts.
Good picture of you last year. That was the morning you fell in. You can see it on our Instagram. Jake is just hovering over the freaking little propane tank.
Oh yeah, I was
with
freezing
the
to
flames
death,
coming
dude.
Up. Yeah, that was like just a little bit of source of life. But I think those help. Like you keep your we burn that thing up, that freeze hunt too.
Yeah.
So it's I'll add that if you don't have hot hands, get a source of
even with the hot hands.
Hot hands don't cut it. They
here's the deal: the little hot hands suck. I bought some big hot hands like 2 years ago, and they were just fat, like they were huge hot hands, and I haven't been able to find them since, and they were the best hot hands.
Well, the best way to use a hot hand is you get the foot pads that are sticky.
Yeah.
And you strap those suckers on your chest.
On your chest.
Until you got a burly, hairy chest like mine, you can't do it as much, but
flex.
When you strap them on there, like you're going to get, you're going to burn up, and it's right there in your core.
So you, like you said, I have a Sitka backpack. I love the Sitka timber bag. It's got a built-in timber strap in it. Mm-hmm. I added two more hooks to it, and they're not Sitka hooks. I took them off my other tree strap. My plan this year, I've got my camera now. And so I bought a Yeti Panga backpack. Mm-hmm. And my
gray or tan?
It's gray. The tan one wasn't out yet. And like Denver saw the look on my face whenever the tan one got posted, and I was just so angry.
I think you texted me like, I hate my life.
Yeah, I was like, I hate my life. I can't believe I spent this much on a backpack and they came out with a better color like 2 months later.
I think it was sooner than that. Which is hilarious.
So it's kind of the same as a dive bomb bag. There's no organization. There's like one zipper at the top, mm-hmm. but I bought a Yeti Sidekick to go on the outside of it. So, and that's waterproof too.
Yeah.
That bag. Here's the deal with the Sitka bag. The Sitka bag is very functional mm-hmm. for waterfowl hunting. 1,000%. It's made for waterfowl hunting.
So which one are you going to carry, the Sitka bag or Yeti bag?
It depends on where we're at.
Yeah.
Where we're hunting opening weekend.
So if you go timber, what are you taking?
I think I'm taking the Sitka bag.
And you go more open water.
No, I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. If we go timber, I'm taking the Yeti bag.
Yep.
If we go open water, I'm taking the Sitka bag. Here's the rationale behind that. The likelihood of me falling in the water in the timber is
extremely
so high.
Yep.
And so my camera's in there. You know, mm-hmm. like there's a couple $1,000 worth of stuff.
Is the Sitka bag
here.
Not waterproof?
Okay, it's water resistant.
But not submergible.
No, that Yeti bag, if I fell in the water with it on, it would act like a life jacket.
Yeah.
And I've tried to squeeze the air out of it, like when the zipper cinched all the way down, it won't do it. So I've got that. I've got my camera. You know, kind of the same deal. Like I've got I do have decoy gloves. They're kind of getting old. I think one of them's got a hole in them now, so I don't know that I'm gonna run them this year. They're Drake decoy gloves, but they're like I've had them since I was in high school, and but they're not neoprene. They're like fleece lined and stuff. So if they get wet on the inside, they're mm-hmm. wet for a while. I usually flip them out and throw them in the dryer.
Those are the gloves that notoriously get hard as a brick and will just sit up like a head.
No,
like,
not those. Those are fun. No, the neoprene ones do though.
Yes.
But
the worst.
I've got some corks in there, lighters. I have a full medical kit that I carry. Yeah. That's come in handy some this year. Hopefully we won't need it this year.
That was on the prayer list for this season was safety.
The goals. I've got an extra beanie in there. Usually I carry a set of hot hands, even though like usually that they won't get touched all season. I've probably been carrying the same set of hot hands for 2 years.
Emergency pair of hot hands.
Yes. Keep my chokes in there.
Oh yeah, I have my chokes in there too. That's
and
good.
Then obviously shotgun shells, but like that's a given.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I don't really carry a lot. You kind of made fun of me for how much stuff I have in my blind bag.
What we forgot to mention is the amount of snacks.
Well, the snacks are filled in there. That's the problem with your dive bomb bag, not the backpack, but the bag itself, the messenger bag.
Yeah,
is
they'll get smushed.
It's everything gets smushed, but there's not enough space. Yeah. Like you can't. Throw 20 honey buns in there.
No, you'd be better off put the whole box. I mean, the honey buns, because they're the easy, they take the least damage when they're smushed. But I like how the bag sits, but the backpack's too big. But like a traditional blind bag that's like square shape.
Yeah.
That, you know, that opens up on the top. That's just not functional for timber hunting.
No, it's not because there's no good way to hang it up because you're hanging it from that strap, but it's still hanging off the tree and stuff. That's so easy to drop stuff in the water. It works perfect
for what it's made for, to sit in a blind somewhere.
Yes.
And sit perfect
it's
on
perfect
dry ground.
For but hunting if, out of a field yeah, or
but most
in a
of
pit.
Those even. Like, even my other good blind bags that are like that, there's a lot of good ones. Rig 'em Right makes some great blind bags.
Oh,
but they
I've
sit
got a great
in a little
Rig 'em
bit
right
of
bag.
Moisture.
Yes.
The moisture draws up, and then, like, everything's getting messed up.
Yes.
So, like, to me, I take 100% waterproof, and then I'll deal with the other complications. Yeah. Because the waterproof is so essential.
The thing that I love about the Sitka bag is, and you know, you've seen this because Evan's got one, too, is you wrap it around that tree, and the top folds back on it. So the interior of it is camo, too. Mm-hmm. And so it more or less is giving you shelves to put your stuff on. And I think that that is just...
It's very thought out.
It's invaluable.
What I wouldn't be opposed to getting, I'm not going to get because I don't need to buy a blind bag anytime soon, is I wouldn't be opposed to buying Dr. Doug's blind bag just because I'm a believer that he has thought it out thoroughly.
Oh, their product is insane.
And that he it wouldn't open up and everything falls out like your concern is.
That's
because,
my biggest
like,
concern.
There's no way that he would let his product do that.
I meant to ask him about that whenever we were in Little Rock hanging out with him.
About three or four drinks in and be like, Dennis, I'm pretty sure your bag, as soon as you open it, all everything's going to fall out.
Oh, man. Yeah. I'd be like, yo. Like, don't you think
he'd
that
been,
does,
he'd
does
have told you,
out?
You know, the state he was at, he'd have told you exactly what happens when he opens that bag.
Yeah. And, we got a lot of different gear. I think we've focused a lot more on our gear this year than we have in previous years because we're kind of learning some different things. Like, you know, like we both have the finisher, but like I've gotten more into my calls. I've gotten more into my call lanyard. I did upgrade.
Well, that's kind of doing like hobbyist year thing, you know, more of like collector, you know, higher end items, you know, like, hey, I really appreciate this thing. Like I haven't invested any money in my call lanyard. You know, I'm happy with the thing I bought from Avery. You know, it's fine with me.
I was happy with my paracord thing, but I really like that
leather. No, for sure. Yeah. So like, I think, you know, people are going to go out and they're going to go.
It's a luxury.
Yeah, exactly. That's a luxury, you know, item. People are going out. They're looking at what they had last year that didn't perform.
Yeah.
You know, like maybe their jacket, maybe they were cold. How many guys we know that like, I'm tired of being cold. I'm going all out this year. They're buying a Sitka thing or whatever, you know, like we hear all that kind of stuff. So like,
I tell you what, as I've gotten older, I've gotten colder. That rhymes. You know? And but I understand what the old men are starting to feel, you know.
Aching
but
a little bit more.
Yeah, dude. the cold gets to my joints now. But
before we wrap it up, guys, we appreciate all. We've had a lot more listeners here lately. We really appreciate all you guys, everybody tuning in. It helps us out a lot. We're realizing we don't get a lot of our listeners from Instagram. Where it's coming from is ratings and reviews on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. So if you could take like 5 seconds, if you're listening on Spotify or Apple, just give us 5 stars if you like it. Just any comment, you know, say something funny, say something about hunting, whatever. You know, if you enjoy the podcast, you enjoy listening, help us out by just sharing it and give us a rating. We'd really appreciate it.
Yeah, share it with your friends. I mean, sharing it on, you know, obviously we post clips on Instagram and stuff. We appreciate it anytime anyone shares any of that, you know, shoots us a DM, anything like that. But, like, if, you know, if you guys could share it with your friends, you know, especially, like-minded guys. Like, if you're listening to this podcast and you like it, I guarantee you probably got 2 or 3 friends that would, too.
Yeah. So, we're here to help out, guys. We appreciate all y'all. And, again, we will see y'all next week.
Yep. See you boys at the ramp.